Fish and game officials are collaring mule deer bucks to get a better look at long-term survival. David Sparks with Sportsman Spotlight. Wildlife managers want to know how bucks are faring during the hunting season. This includes how the season structure and hunter access and habitat types affect buck survival. I called Fish and Game Officer Roger Phillips and asked what he and his colleagues were up to.
Pretty much what we're trying to do is find out what's happening to our bucks. It's not like we're trying to save them or preserve them or not give hunters the opportunity to get them. We just want to know how many are making it through those first couple of years and how many are actually getting harvested by hunters. Better data always gives us more leeway on making decisions.
You've got a collared buck somewhere in the wilderness, and during hunting season, that buck gets shot. How does Fish and Game know that that happened to that buck?
Well, two ways. One, it's going to have an ear tag, too, and so a person's going to get a reward, I assume, some money if they let us know. And the other thing is that it doesn't have to get shot by a hunter. Anytime those collars stop moving, they send out a mortality signal. So we know something happened to that buck. Now, if we see our collar on the GPS heading down I-84, we have a pretty good assumption that a hunter got it.
A great example of wildlife management. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.